Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Luke Vandermillen is with us, folks. Luke's a member of our Brain Trust. He's vice president for of the Principal Financial Group and in charge of the marketing communication department there. And the retirement investment services there and at the Principal Financial Group. And Luke has brought a document with us that I think you're going to like, Standing by Employees During Tough Times. It's all about, you've heard us talk about the 10 best, the principal's 10 best companies. I've been reporting those to you for a long time now over the years. And this is a summary of what can learn from the 2010 best companies that the Principal Group have found. And Luke Vandermillen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on another great year of 10 best and on the new guide, the new guide to understand. Basically, as I understand the guide, it basically just identifies what these 10 best did so well that set them apart from their peers, and you presented it in a way that we can all learn from them.
That's right, Jim. You know, we've been at the Principal. We've held this this program for the last 9 years, where we've identified, the best companies in the country that provide financial security for their employees. And over that 9-year period of time, one of the things that we developed over the course of that was we had people saying to us when we announced the winners every year, tell us what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Show us what they're doing around their benefit programs. So we developed a few years ago this best practices guide where we can highlight some of those winners and share some of the things they're doing around their benefit programs, and it's really been a big hit.
Well, let's talk about some of those. What is the most important thing, do you think, from a benefit standpoint? And of course, are we taking compensation off the table when we're talking about benefits?
Yeah, we don't really consider compensation as part of this program. We're looking at the benefits provided by the employer, things like health insurance, 401k plans, dental insurance, wellness programs, and things like that.
Yeah, and anything besides the things that round out the relationship besides compensation, and of course the management, the direct management of the employee.
That's correct.
Right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
In answer to your question about what are the things that companies can do, and the first thing they can do is they can turn to experts for help. One of the things that we've shown in the guide this year a little bit more prominently is we've highlighted, the experience that the financial advisors to the 10 best bring to the table. And these financial advisors really bring a lot of expertise around not only their clients, their company culture and the type of benefits that they offer, but they know the local market. They know they know who's a player in the health insurance market in that part of the country. And who would be the best, who would be the best partner for their client to provide benefit? And they can bring a lot of creativity around wellness programs and how to really get the most for the benefit dollar of their small employer client.
The title of your book here, your guide is Standing by Employees During Tough Times.
Right.
And that's a nod to the challenges of the last couple of years that we've been through, the 2009 and 2010, and to some degree for a lot of companies still in 2011. So tell us about how a lot of companies have had to tighten up on benefits. Have they been able to pull that off, and which helped them survive and still keep employees motivated?
Yeah, Jim, that's a great question. The small to medium sized employer hasn't been immune to the challenges, the economic challenges that we've seen over the last couple of years. But one common theme that's really emerged as it relates to the 10 best employers is they've stayed the course as it relates to their benefit programs. They didn't it's not that they didn't cut back. They just cut back in other areas and tried to preserve their benefit programs because one of the things that we hear from them is, you know, their most valuable asset to their organization is their people. And they want to make sure that they can not only attract the right people to work for their organization, but they can retain those top-performing employees that they have, because whether in good times or bad, that's gonna pay dividends to their organization. And there's actually been a few interesting studies around, you know, what's the cost to an organization of turnover? And, you know, one study estimates that, you know, if you look at an employee who leaves your organization, really the impact and the cost to your organization is anywhere from 150 to 200% of that person's compensation in order to replace them. And if you look at the turnover rate for most small to medium-sized businesses, you know, you're looking in that, you know, probably 20 to 24% range across the country. And for the 10 best winners, you're looking at turnover rates, voluntary turnover rates, around 7%.
Wow.
So there is good business.
From 7 to 25. And, folks, that's profit dropping right to your bottom line, isn't it, Luke?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so So that's how you have to I agree. That's how you have to think about benefits. Because, and of course, you know, benefits alone won't keep people at your company, although it clearly helps. It's clearly a big part of it. If people are unhappy, you know, the benefits are not going to keep them there. You got to do that part of it. If they're not paid well enough, then, you know, they're going to be looking around. But it's all part of the whole package. But Luke, did the people that you talked to in your 10 best, how did they communicate to their employees about needing to tighten up? Did they bring them in and say, okay, guys, here's the pot of money we have. Here's what we're down to now. How do we spread this around? What did they do?
Well, Jim, you've touched on a real key component, I think, of the best organizations out there. Communication is key. You know, letting employees know what's going on, you know, especially, you know, in both good times and more challenging times like we've just gone through, but especially in challenging times, you know, letting their employees know, hey, we need to cut back. So maybe we're going to forego, you know, a holiday party this year, or they're going to cut back on some other things. And letting them know what impact, if any, that's going to have on their benefit program.
Right.
You know, kind of back to that financial advisor role that they play in a small to medium-sized business, one of the common threads that we've seen over the last couple of years is the communication of benefits to employees.
Right.
You know, goes beyond that typical kind of 20 or so employees in a conference room talking about benefits. And the best companies actually sit down one-on-one with their employees,
Luke,
sometimes through their financial advisor, to kind of educate them on what's going on.
I got to take a quick break. Website, real quick, please.
www.principal.com.
Check it out, folks. 20 after, right back. More from Luke Vandermillen right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.